Welcome to Inside the Mortgage Mind, a Zenix podcast where you'll hear stories from professionals throughout the industry, from new LOs to CEOs, about their journey to achieving success. We hope these stories inspire and energize you to take your business to the next level.
All right. So Paulina Casey Cunningham, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Excellent. Listen, thank you for agreeing to come on and share some wisdom. And also, let me just thank you in advance again for your business and for being a great partner to us. So let's go with the first question. We know what's happened over the past year, some craziness. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you for the crystal ball. The market's going to shift. It's already shifting. What do you anticipate for the future of your organization in the purchase market?
You know, I think that Republic is pretty well positioned because we've always been a historically purchase money company. So our focus has always been on maintaining and developing our realtor relationships, our builder relationships. And so that didn't change even during the pandemic when there was this huge influx of refinance business. You know, our loan officers, of course, and our company, we were thrilled to have the refinance business. But in a way, we almost viewed it as, oh, gosh, we got to still manage to service and take care of our purchase money customers, our realtor relationships, our builder relationships, because that's our bread and butter. So I really see it just as, you know, the refinance business is going to slowly dwindle away, and we're going to just get back to doing what we've always been good at, which is focusing on our relationships.
I'd love to get your philosophy on the new talent, because you've brought new people in that we've had the privilege of training. Do you anticipate continuing that, bringing new people in, or is this something that was just through this capacity challenge?
No, absolutely. We have to, as an industry, I think, continue to be focused on making a concerted effort to bring in new folks into the industry. I love this business and I hope to be in it for at least another 20 plus years, but we need to have young folks in it. And I think that, you know, as we develop into better technology in our business and our industry, I think that's going to also attract younger folks. But I think that we need that new blood, that new energy, continuing to develop through all of our companies, because I think it makes us better.
Was this a new initiative, Paulina, as far as the new talent that you guys made a decision, or have you been doing this over the past 5-10 years?
You know, we've tried it little by little. I think now, particularly thanks to Donna Wright, our national production manager, who has really come in and tried to create and has successfully created a program for us where not only do we have, you know, your platform, Zenix, for our new folks, but also to create a mentoring program within our company to have senior loan officers mentoring folks that are new to the industry. You need to have that balance. There's got to be the two going hand in hand together, because if you don't have that, then it's really not going to be a successful endeavor.
Well, kudos to you guys for having that mentor relationship, because it is not just a one and done, train them and hope, mm-hmm. right? Train them and mentor them.
Right.
So let's talk about your corporate culture, if you don't mind. Everybody's challenged right now with this remote, and so many are giving the flexibility of maintaining the remote. Is that your position today? And so that's question number one. And number two is, how are you actually enriching your culture or maintaining your culture with this new remote environment?
So I don't know if you knew this about us, but Republic was actually been doing a lot of remote for years and years, long before the pandemic. We sort of decided early on, gosh, I want to say it was in 05 or 06 when our head of operations had to move through no fault of her own, but because of her husband's job. And she came into my office to resign. And I said, well, wait a minute. Why do you need to resign? Why can't you just do this from someplace else? And we realized then that there's no reason that if you've got the right people, it doesn't really matter where they're sitting. And so we've been doing this for years and years. I mean, our head of capital markets is in Atlanta. We've got our head of compliance is in Colorado. I mean, we're spread out all over and have been for years. Wow. So when this pandemic hit, it wasn't such a huge cultural shift for us. What was a shift, obviously, was some of our locations obviously having to shut down and loan officers having to work from home and processors working from home. I think that was probably the biggest shift. But fortunately, technology wise, we didn't skip a beat. We had all of the setups and everything ready to go. There wasn't an issue there. And we found that our folks were more productive. I think that's been a pretty common theme because all their systems were right there, able to work into the evening on the weekends, even though we don't necessarily encourage that. But if you need to, it's there. So we are going to continue on with this. I think we are going to let people do what's right for them. I think some folks feel the need to get back into an office setting, and they are more productive there. That's their preference. And if that's the case, well, then great. We're going to facilitate that. But for those that are really enjoying working from home and find that they're more productive, then we want to make sure that we provide them the platform to do that.
So since you've been doing this a while, how do you maintain that corporate culture remotely? Because I think there's a lot of executives challenged right now that are used to the day-to-day being in person.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been sort of a learning experience. And I think that we really took it on full force in March and April when we realized that everyone was going to have to be at home, right? Sure. And we started doing, it started off being weekly. Now we do them every 2 weeks where Robert, our CEO, will get on a Zoom call with everybody in the company. And it's only 15 minutes, but it's a quick, you know, how's everybody doing? You know, just kind of a keeping everybody connected. And then we do a lot of Zoom calls. We utilize Teams quite a bit for those conversations face to face, and, you know, instant messaging. But we've also done a lot of kind of fun things, different competitions and different what would you call them? Just different fun things to keep folks connected, right? You know, I think we did a Christmas in July where everyone was given an elf on the shelf, and you could take pictures of, you know, your elf doing different things. And, you know, we had a competition of, you know, we gave out prizes to whoever had their elf doing the funniest thing.
I love that.
Different things, right? Where you can just keep folks connected, share stories, share what's working, what's not working. And just, again, keeping folks connected, I think, is the key.
I love that Christmas in July. We like to do a lot of fun things. So we did something, Paulina, you might enjoy. We did Whose Refrigerator Is It? As a small little fun where everybody took pictures of the inside of the refrigerator. And so you can do it by department. And then when the departments are on together, you can say, okay, whose refrigerator is it? And I'm not kidding you. You will learn more about your people. I'm like, who's got brown bags in the refrigerator? She goes, oh, I ordered takeout and it's already created. I'm like, who drinks too much? That's in the refrigerator. Anyway, I have a whole sheet of how to make meetings fun. A whole thing because we're, you know, of course, we're a training company. So we teach how to make meetings fun, how to make them educational, et cetera, with minimal work. Anyway, happy to share that with you.
I would love it.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a culture that might enjoy it, right? So
yes,
keep it fun and surprising because it can get flat very quickly if you don't realize that these meetings are creating culture.
Right. Well, and I think there's also you can't take away from the benefit of the one-on-one. I mean, I think I've made a really a concerted effort of staying on the phone, calling folks and doing the face-to-face Zooms with just one-on-one so that because it's particularly important when you don't have that, you know, hanging out by the water cooler, so to speak, where you can just, you know, spark up a conversation with somebody because you happen to be in the office with them. So it makes it all the more important to have those one-on-one conversations to give somebody an opportunity to tell you something they wouldn't say in a group setting. So it's really important to just constantly be touching base with folks, and Robert and I and all of our leadership team makes a really we keep that top of mind.
Yeah, the conversations and connections happen at the collaboration, conversations, connection happen at the water cooler. And so it's much more difficult when they're not at the water cooler. And I love your intentionality of how you're making that happen. So let me ask you, you're in an executive leadership role as president of the company today. You got here for doing certain things. Was it people? Was it inherent? Did you study how to be an executive leader? Did you have mentors? You can sort of give someone who's listening in, hey, what can I do to get there one day?
You know, I think it's really a combination of all of those things. At least it was for me. I mean, obviously, my education was important to me, and I got my master's degree, and that helped me quite a bit. But I also pride myself on being a perpetual learner. Mm. And I don't think you can ever learn too much. So, I mean, I went through the MBA's Future Leader Program. I've stayed involved in all kinds of different learning opportunities through the TMBA. I'm taking the School of Mortgage Banking. I'd like to ultimately get my CMB, not because I feel like I need it, but because it's something I want to do for myself. And so I think it's a combination of that, and then also surrounding yourself with people who can, one that you can learn from. I mean, I think you can always learn from anybody, but, I've really appreciated the friendships that I've made with other key executives from other companies, either through the TMBA or through the MBA or the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, through Lenders One. Throughout the years, I've attended conferences and met folks who have been, who have remained to this day in what I would say are really kind of my sphere of influence. You know, there are people that I can pick up the phone and call at a moment's notice and say, this is happening to me in my business. Are you experiencing the same thing? How are you handling it? I think it's a combination.
So my philosophy is be a student of your profession, mm-hmm. and your perpetual learner. The minute you stop learning is the minute you stop growing.
That's right.
And so love that. So we've embedded that in our culture where we have education as a core value, because the more educated we are, the more we can bring to you. Mm-hmm. And so we're equally yoked there. It's all about continuously learning and never stopping and making that a high priority in your life. And then it makes it interesting, right? You don't get flat. You don't get distracted. So let's end with this question, because I think I'd love to hear from you. When you're hiring someone to come into Republic, what are the top three attributes you're looking for?
You know, I think it has to be someone that has the right culture that we have, you know, someone who's dedicated to not only their expertise and but also to relationship building. You know, you can never have too much of that. We always have to be focusing on developing our relationships. So expertise, relationships, the perpetual learner. I mean, I think those are the things that I'm looking for. Someone that's going to be, you know, open and honest, but also someone that's going to be very respectful. You can't have someone that's a little too open and honest and doesn't worry about hurting folks' feelings, right? You need to have the right balance of honesty and also being respectful of others. So all those things, I would say.
All right. Well, I have to ask another question because you just prompted me to think in your leadership today. Now, I'm speaking for myself. There's always been that, like, I made a decision not realizing the full impact of it later and how good it was. Is there a moment in your career where you think back, I made a decision that was incredibly risky, but it paid off? Can you think back of anything that you're like, I was really surprised on a decision I made that might have caused, I'd say, that helped you move the company forward?
You know, this is, I don't know why this is coming to mind, but it did. So I'm just going to share it. When Hurricane Harvey hit in Houston and in South Texas, or rather East Texas, we had a lot of offices and employees who were impacted by that. And we basically had to shut down what our business, you know, in the midst of probably one of the biggest months, you know, ever of the year. And, you know, I decided that we had to put our employees and our families first. And I, you know, we started a GoFundMe. We literally went to people's houses to help tear out sheetrock and wet carpet. And basically the company came to a standstill, but it was important. I mean, not completely, we were still funding loans in other states, but to me, I felt like that was a time when we needed to focus on our own people and getting them safe and back up and running for their own mental health and their own, you know, life. So it was a tough time, and it was but it was incredibly rewarding and something that I think brought our company together. And to this day, I think our employees know that we treat them like family and we're going to take care of them. And so it was well worth it.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad I asked the question. It tells me so much about your organization and what you're doing for everyone. Well, I so appreciate the little bit of time we've had today, and I'd love to have you back on as well if you're interested. But I got to tell you, you can tell why companies are successful. And when I get the privilege, right, of interviewing these executive leaders who have to make hard decisions every day that have an impact on all the families that work for them. And so let me just say congratulations on your success and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to check back for new episodes of Inside the Mortgage Mind, a podcast by Zenix, the Mortgage Academy. You can download our episodes wherever you love to listen to podcasts or on our website at zenix.com/inside the mortgage mind.